Yo, what's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. What's up? I'm your man, Mo Morris. Welcome to Hood Radio. What's up? I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio, where we are honoring our own dreams, family. Welcome to Hood Radio. I'm Mo Morris, the One Man Army, where we are honoring our own dreams, family. Welcome to Hood Radio. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and welcome to Hood Radio, where we are honoring our own dreams, family. What's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and I'm in the building, family. And you already know the slogan. If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. If you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. And if you ask me how I do, I'm going to tell you I'm winning just like you. What's up, family? It's your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And thank God it's Friday, right? Actually, when you think about it, we need to be thanking God every day. It ain't got nothing to do with Friday, family. It got something to do with every day when you open your eyes and breathe, family. I don't care if it's Monday at 9:05 a.m. You glad to be alive, ain't you? So thank God for another day. Not thanking God that it's Friday, family. What's up, family? I'm going to get straight into it, family. Today, family, I was in the weight room, right? I was in the weight room, family. And I like to listen to music and things like that while I'm working out, family, because I go get it. You understand? When I go into the steel mill, it's business, family. So, you know, music is something to rock with. I'm quite sure a number of you guys, when you all work out, you listen to some music. You know what I'm saying? And I'm a hip-hop head. I love house music. I love all type of music. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, when I'm in the steel mill, family, I'm on the hip-hop. You understand what I'm talking about? So this morning, I was listening to one of the joints, man. You know, I was East Coast hip-hop. Now, I'm not going to act like I was born Ron DMC's son or nothing like that. But if you were born before hip-hop began and you were able to grow up during that time, you can bear witness to the change in the sound of the music. You understand what I'm saying? When hip-hop first came out, family, you know, it was a voice for the hood. You understand what I'm saying? The brothers, the sisters who was on that microphone, family, they were your people next door. You understand what I'm saying? There you had a MC, and I mean a true MC. I'm talking about your favorite rapper's favorite rapper. You know, you had a cat like Rakim come around the corner, and Rakim brought it, family. You understand what I'm saying? Then you had BDP, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you had homies jumping on that microphone and representing and speaking to the people, you know what I'm saying? But then another wave came around the corner, a little bit more streety, a little bit more murder in the game, and you know what I'm saying? And I just want to say this for the turn in hip hop. Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. Like, I don't know about you, family, but I was raised in the city, Chicago. I was born on 1642 West 82nd Street. That's the south side of Chicago. That address is on my birth certificate, family. That's my first residence, family. And that was the hood, G. That's the hood, family. That's the hood, family. That's the hood, family. I saw gang fights. I saw shootings. I saw a lot of things, family. But what you don't hear me talk about, you don't hear me talking about those things, family. You don't hear me glorifying those things, family, because those things ain't supposed to be glorified. And another reason I don't glorify those things, family, because I'm not passing down that message to the people, family. I don't want y'all to go out and murder people and stick people up and bust people upside their head and shoot up your ops mama house and all this, that, and the third, and then shoot reckless in the street and killing children. No, that ain't something I feel need to be glorified, family. I'm not down with nobody that's glorifying the crime and the killing and the drug dealing in the hood, family. That ain't nothing to be proud of. Now, here it is, family. Here it is. I graduated from high school in 1992, okay? Here it is. We sitting 30 years later, family. We sitting in 2022, family, and listen to the music. I was in the weight room, family, and one of the groups I used to listen to, and I ain't gonna lie to you, crew called Mobb Deep. Man, them boys was ferocious because they had a real aggressive style. But more important, they had some nice producing, family. You understand? But man, to this morning, and I ain't saying this the first time I've recognized it, family, because it's not. But this morning, I was listening to one of the artists from Mobb Deep, Havoc. Short, dark-skinned brother. He was rapping, man, and he was just making it seem like he was such a killer. You understand me? And I'm not saying the brother wasn't a killer. But my thing is, family, his children gonna listen to that music. You know, years from now, when my grandson listens to these hood radios and Strictly for the Brothers, I'm not gonna be ashamed of one thing that my grandson gonna hear me say. I'm not ashamed of one thing. 10 years from now, you're not going to hear Mo Morris on the mic crying, foaming at the mouth, talking about I'm sorry about what I said. No. Because when you listen to Hood Radio, family, you walk away cheeked up. You walk away fired up. You walk away believing. I got to give it to my people, man. You know, I was held accountable, man, on what I get on the mic and say. You know, I got to give it the key on this one. You know, she looked me in my eyes and she told me, because family, y'all don't understand who I used to be, G, on this microphone. I'm talking about the practicing days. I'm talking about before I dropped it. You understand what I'm talking about? Man, I was wild as hell on the mic, man. I was wild. I was political and foaming at the mouth and sweating. You understand? And Key said, asked me one day. She asked me, she said, oh, how do you want the people to feel when they walk away from you? And I was like, damn. That was a serious question, family. How do you want people to feel when they walk away from your show? When they walk away from your performance? And I was like, doggone right. That's a good way to look at it. I wasn't in the room talking about, don't worry about what I'm doing. And mind your business. No. No, she looked me in my face and she said, William, how do you want people to feel when they walk away from your show, when they walk away from your performance? And I was like, man, I want people to feel good. I want people to feel motivated. I want people to be fired up. I want people to have a smile on their face. I want people to laugh. You know what I'm saying? But the message I was promoting wasn't going to be promoting no laughter because I was cheeked up. But I'm still cheeked up. But I'm still making you laugh. And I'm still getting my point across without sounding like the angry black man in the room. And trust and believe, I am angry. But it's a way to deliver your message. So, Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. You sit back, I'm listening to these cats from Mobb Deep, man. You would think they killed everybody. You understand what I'm saying? Hey, man, we don't need that much murder promoted to us. We don't, y'all. We don't need nobody telling us about who they gonna kill and how they gonna kill them and selling the dope and the pack. And we don't need that. Our children are struggling to read. Our schools are underfunded. Our schools are under-resourced. And we got cats walking around here with $100,000 worth of jewelry on their neck counting money in front of the children. But they ain't got a damn thing for them. Now help me understand that. What part of the game is that? Is that what we doing? Well, I ain't doing that, damn it. I ain't about to sit up here and wave no money in your face and make you feel a certain way because I got it and you don't. I ain't doing that. And I'm going to tell you something else, family. A lot of these cats running around here popping off at the mouth and shooting up every house you look at and robbing the dog and all that. You know what? A lot of those dudes are married. I remember I found when Snoop Dogg was married. You remember when you found out Snoop Dogg was married? Do you remember that? Yeah, I'm saying names. Yeah. I remember a lot of these dudes be talking and popping and this, that, and the third. And next thing you know, they talking like they Don Corleone. And then next thing you know, they got a wife at home. And I'm sorry. Ain't nobody doing all that killing and shooting your mama and going home and kissing their daughter on the forehead, y'all. It don't work like that. It don't work like that, y'all. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. Murder was the song that they sang to us. You know, my question is, Why don't people do more? You know, everybody you look at, I'm from the hood and I come from this and I come from that and I do this and I do that. But ain't nobody, how many people going back to their old grammar school and helping them kids out? How many of them going back to the neighborhood and speak? I ain't even talking about giving nobody no money, man. I promise you I'm not. It's everybody talking about, give me some money. I ain't saying you got to give nobody a dime, dog. But what I'm talking about, how many of these cats go back to their grammar school and speak to the kids? How many of these cats go back to their high school and talk to the kids about making it? How many? And the reason I'm asking that question is because they'll stand their butt up and rhyme about crime, drugs, and murder. They will stand up and talk about crime, drugs, and murder. You know, I was in Chicago a few weeks ago, and I was driving down O Block over there on 63rd in Chicago, one of the most notorious neighborhoods in the world. Thanks, O Block, for making Chicago known for blood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, O Block. And I was driving down O Block, and I looked to my left, and they have a beautiful, and I do mean the adjective beautiful, they have a beautiful mural dedicated to King Von. I mean a mural, man. I ain't talking about no regular mural. I'm talking about they got gold and it shines in the sun. And I mean, it's beautiful. It's a tribute. It is a tribute to that man, right? But how many people would rather have him alive than to be able to look at a mural? I guarantee his mama wished he was alive. But he not alive because he was representing O Block. So now if his family want to see him, they got to go look at a picture and a photo album, or they can go out there and look at that mural. That boy wasn't 25 years old, y'all. And he dead because of O Block. Did y'all know, well, a number of y'all not from Chicago, so y'all, did y'all know at the beginning of O Block, down there by the train tracks on 63rd, there is a school. There's a grammar school at the corner of O Block. If you coming from the north, headed into the south, and you driving down Cottage Grove, I'm sorry, King Drive, you're going to run into a grammar school before you run into the projects. Right? I'm talking about the grammar school that Chief Keef went to. I'm talking about the grammar school Chief Keef went to. Chief Keef lived on the West Coast now, y'all. Chief Keef lived on the West Coast. He don't even come to the hood no more. Why is that? But the hood is what made Chief Keef. Yeah, I'm saying his name. Yeah. The hood is what made Chief Keef, homie. You remember Chief Keef, homie. Everybody was singing his songs and what was it? Well, it's so-so. And then, yeah, everybody bobbing and weaving and popping and this, that, and the third. Chief Keef don't even come to the hood no more, homie. Chief Keef living on the West Coast, homie. Chief Keef kicked off this crime spree, this murder spree. Cats getting shot in the street. Ops getting shot. They pop up on their live and they talking about they here. Cats rolling up on them and shooting them, laying them on the street. Hey, Chicago, ain't y'all tired of the bullets flying? I mean, Chicago, I'm asking tough questions today. All we can do in Chicago is kill each other? Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. Why is it that all they got to give us is death, murder, and crime? I'm asking tough questions this morning. I know y'all don't want to hear about this on no Friday. Come on, Mo. Talk about the weekend. Talk about balling. Talking about chasing women, Mo. What you all here talking this for? Because reason I'm talking this, because murder is the song that they sang to us. Because I'm sorry, y'all. This ain't the first time I done spoke on this. But like I said, this morning I was in the weight room and I heard Mobb Deep. And you would think that them dudes are born killers. You know, I done watched interviews of these dudes. Y'all probably don't remember the dude, but the other artist in Mobb Deep, his name was Prodigy. And Prodigy was much better than Havoc. Everybody know that. He was a better lyricist. He had a better delivery. No doubt about it. Now, when you listen to Prodigy talk about, like I heard him talking about Jay-Z one day. Yeah, Jay-Z. And you let Prodigy tell the story. Jay-Z sold drugs, but he wasn't no thug. Like Prodigy, them dudes would go to the club like 25 deep. Matter of fact, the story he was talking about was the time he was beefing with Jay-Z. And that him and his crew was in the club and they couldn't wait to see Jay-Z. Because that summer, Jay-Z had posted a picture of Prodigy. And when he was a little boy, see, Prodigy grandmother, his whole family was about music. So Prodigy grandmother had a dance club, a dance studio. I mean, this woman was a professional musician. She was a professional artist. And she had a dance studio where kids would pay and do dance. And he was part of her studio. So he took a picture as a little boy. Jay-Z posted it at Summer Jam that summer. So Prodigy thought it was cute. But Prodigy was like, yeah, I laughed at it. But I was going to whoop his ass when I saw him. That's what Prodigy was on. Because Prodigy was a real street nigga. Right? So they was in the club. They said, oh, my man, shout out to Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri being in the club. So Prodigy was like, yo, they started tightening up their belt and buckling their shoe because they was going to whoop Jay-Z ass, period. Prodigy said they was looking for him, didn't see him. So they posted up at the front door of the club because they was going to have to go past him to get up out of there. So then he said Jermaine Dupri and Jay-Z started coming out the back. Say Jermaine Dupri saw Prodigy and dipped. He said Jay-Z saw and extended his hand to shake his hand and was like, got up to Prodigy. And Prodigy was like, what's up? Because you know how it is, homies. When you in the street, first thing out your mouth is, what's up now? Especially for the nigga that's been running his mouth. What's up? That's what Prodigy said. Jay-Z stuck his hand out to shake his hand, waving the white flag. Jay-Z was like, ain't no beef, dog. It's just hip hop. And Prodigy was like, you know what? He right. It's hip hop. Okay. So they let him pass. Prodigy said his boys cussed him out all the way home because they wanted to whoop Jay-Z because Jay-Z was popping. And see, when I say murder was the song that they sang to us, family, see, hip hop ain't murder, crime, drugs. That ain't hip hop. That's what hip hop was turned into because of these dudes. But that's not hip hop. Hip hop is a voice for the people. Hip hop is MCing, breakdancing, and spray painting. That's what hip hop is. Hip hop ain't talking about drugs and glorifying murder and this, that, and the third. See, we allowed these dudes to get what we created and you saw what they did with it. Right? Right? And I asked the question, all these dope boys becoming rappers so they can wash their money. Why don't they start their own industry? I asked the same question of the athletes. You got all these black athletes making all this money, but ain't nobody got the businesses to start their own league. Why? Because in our mind, we are dependable on somebody else to provide for us. But when we get on the football field, when we get on the basketball field, or when we get in the studio, you can't tell us we ain't dope. Yeah, you a dope employee, my nigga, but you ain't no dope boss. Because you don't feel you can do it without that white man money. Period. Period. You got cats running around. I look at a cat like LeBron James. You can do whatever you want, LBJ. And let me say this. I'm not hating on LBJ. Is he my favorite basketball player? No. But I tell you what. We ain't never seen nobody with that much pressure on them at a young age that go into their mid-30s and they had no problems in the street. Now, I'm sorry. I'm going to respect the black man he is. As far as the basketball go, that's a whole nother conversation. But as far as a brother who was in high school, he had ESPN at his games, and that man then kept a clean record. You don't hear nothing about his wife acting no fool. You don't hear nothing about his kids acting no fool. There was a point in time where his mama was wilding out, but he got that in order. Cool. But you know what LeBron James went and did, family? LeBron made himself a lifelong employee to Nike. Yes, he did. He made himself a lifelong employee to Nike. And you know why Nike locked LeBron up like that? You want to know why? Because they didn't do it to Jordan. because Jordan has his own brand. Jordan got his own team. Everybody can say what they want to about Michael Jordan. I got some questions too, family. But at the end of the day, Michael Jordan is a boss. And I'm talking about a real boss. Michael Jordan ain't getting no checks from nobody. He might be getting his residuals and his your digs from Nike, but I'm quite sure Jordan got Master Lock on all his stuff, family. Michael Jordan is the only black NBA owner. Michael Jordan is the only professional owner in sports. Check the record. Check the record. Michael Jordan went out and made his own way where LeBron chose to become a lifelong employee, and he tell you he want to be a billionaire. I don't know how many billionaires are employees. And they say he just crossed the B mark, but I don't know how many employees, can really be a billionaire. I don't know. I don't know what his contract look like. I don't know. But I don't work for nobody. And all these big time moguls, they calling cats moguls of hip hop and because they got a TV commercial. Hey, homie, you can be what you want to be, family. But if you are a liar, you are a liar. And a lot of these dudes running around talking about they this, they talking about they that, they are liars. We have had black men and send off other black men through the studio booth that is ridiculous. And we sit up here and we act like that's okay. It is not okay to glorify murder. It's not. It's not. It's not. And as a black man, you should be more responsible to your people. I'm sorry. But how can you think responsibility to your people when you don't give a damn about the people where you at? Anybody that stands up and sells crack cocaine is soulless. And I said it right here, right now. And you can you can bop your head and you can talk about you did what you had to do. Well, you know what, brother? You know what, sister? I pray that karma does what they have to do. Anybody that can sat up here and promoted murder, dope dealing, and crime is a nuisance, is a liability to the people, period. And if your nephew doing it, you need to look in the mirror and be ashamed of yourself and hold him accountable. We are living in a world where black people, black men are killing black men. I don't want to hear nothing about the white man if we ain't willing to deal with the black man. The white man, you can talk about the white police officer. I tell you this, who are you more afraid of? Are you more afraid of the white police officer or are you more afraid of them neighborhood niggas walking around your neighborhood knowing they'll do dirt? Who are you more afraid of? Because you ain't got to deal with that white police officer as much as you got to deal with them neighborhood niggas. And them neighborhood niggas will kill you. They will bust your mama upside her head. Now, you can get mad. We can march and cry and foam at the mouth and George Floyd kids get stuck and all this, that, and the third. But who are you more concerned about? The neighborhood nigga? The dude that's soulless? The stick-up kid in the hood? Or are you more concerned about that white police officer, that 50% chance he might get at you? Who are you more concerned about? Who will kill you first? You know, we all around. The white cop will kill you. Okay. You believe that if you want to. I guarantee it's more black men killing black men than white police officers are. But ain't nobody got nothing to say about that, right? And I'm sorry. While we on it, I'm just going to bring this up. Where the Black Lives Matter people at right now? Yeah. Where the Black Lives Matter people at? This woman running around buying $6 million mansions. Ain't none of that bread going to the hood. But it's easy to send black folks out because we just be so happy somebody want to pat us on the head that we jump line, hook, and sink in it. That's why President Joe Biden can stand up and say, you ain't black if you don't vote for me. And I'm like, damn, Joe, it's like that. But see, people can say any and everything to us. Do you remember Joe Biden speaking to the so-called black leaders, telling them what he wasn't going to do? He didn't put that on wax, though. He didn't put that out there for everybody to see because that was a backroom conversation. And you know what you didn't hear? You didn't hear one black so-called leader stand up and say nothing. Why? Because they spineless, they cowards, and they not there to represent us. They there to represent themselves, their interests, and the people that are with them. They just excited to be called a black leader, family, but they not representing black people, family. Why is that? Why is that? Because murder was the song that they sang to us, family. Family, if you ain't willing to stand up for your neighborhood, if you ain't willing to stand up for your family, if you ain't willing to stand up for your future, if you ain't willing to stand up for the future of your people, family, then we are playing games. We got so-called leaders that will let somebody talk down to them. And if they talking down to the so-called leader, then they stepping on the people. Because if your leadership ain't willing to stand up for you, then what we talking about? Why are we here? I'm just tired of cats acting. I'm just tired of cats acting like such and such is this, that, and the third, and they ain't got nothing for the hood. Yeah, you got cat that'll start a football league, praise God, and you got to maintain a C average, cool. But what I learned in life, man, as I sit back in life, dog, just because you do good, if you do bad, your bad cancels out your good, family. So I don't care how many football leagues got started. I don't care how many foundations got started. I don't care. Because if you promoting death to the hood and you got a foundation, you counterpunching yourself. If you've been glorifying drug dealing and hustling and gangbanging, it don't matter how much money you give away, you counterpunching yourself. The hood needs somebody to stand up and be clear. The hood don't need to see somebody because the hood see everything. You can't slick the hood because it's the hood. All these cats that we running and buying their gym shoes, we buying their clothes, we buying their music. What are they doing for us? I'm asking a question. You know, you got cats getting TV commercials. You got cats giving shows to entire TV networks, family. But what are they doing for the hood? How many times have you heard these so-called leaders and prominent individuals? How many times has anybody stood up and said something to the black man? Yeah, I'm asking all these black men. It's like the only black men on TV are the cats that rap, talk about murder, talk about death, talk about crime, or wear lipstick and a wig. Them the only black men you seeing on TV right now. The only black men you see on TV is promoting and glorifying crime, drugs, and violence. Or they got lipstick and a wig on. Now I sit back and listen while y'all think about it for a minute. The only black men you seeing on TV, they talking about sports. They glorify drugs, violence and crime, or they got lipstick and a wig on. Yeah, I know. It ain't sexy, but it's the truth. Why is that? Because as a black man, I'm 47 years old. I don't even play basketball no more, family. I don't even play basketball no more. I for damn sure don't play football no more. You know, I work out. I'm in tip-top shape, though, but I don't play them games no more. So sports, yeah, I can take it or leave it. Yeah, I watch me some sports, but the black, you see Stephen A. Smith, you see Michael Wilbon, you see Ryan Clark, you see Chris Broussard, you know, I'm talking about the dudes, the black dudes that's talking sports. You can find black men talking about sports over the airwaves and the radio waves all across this country. How many black men in sports talking about education? And I ain't talking about the HBCU week on ESPN. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about black men standing up and promoting education and positivity in sports. I'm listening. Okay. All right. So how many black men are you seeing in entertainment talk about, man, okay, you know what? These cats maybe wasn't scholars, even though the definition of scholar is the ability to learn. That's what it is to be a scholar, right? So we should all be scholars, but these cats might didn't like school. I can respect that. School ain't for everybody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody should graduate from high school, though, or at least get your GED. You know, just so you can have that sense of accomplishment and achievement, because that's how it's supposed to go. Everybody should finish high school, y'all. I ain't saying you got to have a college degree, but everybody should finish high school, y'all. Okay, but everybody might not be down with education. Then what are these brothers doing to promote financial literacy? What are these dudes promoting to promote, what are these brothers doing to promote getting a career? But you can't talk about financial literacy and gaining career when you still talking about this dope ain't gonna sell itself. I'm just tired of husbands, and you would not believe how many of your favorite artists are married. I just got a problem with husbands acting like they this, that, and the third when it comes to the street, and they not that. If murder is going to be the song that you sing to me, family, then you for damn sure better be a murderer. And these cats ain't murderers. And if you really from the street, you ain't even talking about the dirt you did. If you really from the street, because game is supposed to be sold, not told. So we glorify a lot of things in our community. We really do. And the reason I believe we glorify these things, because we feel we are so desperate, and we feel we can't make it, and we feel it ain't gonna happen for us, and we feel it's just not possible, and all this, that, and the third. And where does all that doubt come from? Maybe it comes from the fact that we do have some challenging situations in the hood. We do. But more importantly, the brothers that make it out of the hood, they start glorifying the challenges. Maybe we wouldn't feel so overwhelmed and beat down if we stopped glorifying the things that challenge the black community. If you standing up and children are being killed in the hood, and then you glorifying murdering, how in God's name are the people going to feel good? If you talking about murder and little Sally, 7 years old, just got shot in the head because of a stray bullet. And this is happening every day in the inner cities across America. Every day. But ain't nobody speaking out against it. Matter of fact, they glorifying it. Why is that? Murder was the song that they sang to us, family. And what I'm saying is, enough of that. What I'm saying is, black community, we are more than that. What I'm saying is, family, statistics say if a child is reading on grade level by the third grade, that means he or she is less likely to be a criminal. But if a child is reading below grade level by the third grade, it is a high chance that they become a criminal. So you ain't got to have no platinum album to make sure your child read good. That is unacceptable. Everybody in the room know that if our children are reading on grade level, they are less likely to become a criminal. I mean, all we got to do is make sure our children are reading on grade level. All that means is we got to do is make sure our children are doing math on grade level, family. Let's stop glorifying what ails us. Let's stop glorifying the things that are challenging us. And let's get our weight up. Let's get our focus up. And let's build our children up so we can build up our future. And stop listening to individuals who are liars. Period. These brothers are not that. And if they are that in the street, and if they want to stay that, let them stay they behind over there. But we need to stop buying their music. We need to stop supporting that. Because it's more to being a black man than being a thug. It's more to being black than being poor and always having to hustle and struggle and overcome. And the white man got his foot on my neck. Ain't no white man got his foot on your neck, family. The foot on your neck is mental. Because can't nobody stop you from becoming or being what it is that you want to be or become. Nobody. The only thing that can stop you is your mindset. So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to stand tall and stand up in your house and look your child in the face and tell him or her, we ain't going. You ain't going to be no thug. It ain't nothing proud about being a thug. Not in this society. Not how thug is promoted. How in God's name can a black man sit up here and say he this, that, and the third, and he knowing that this negativity is being used against his people? I tell you how. That individual doesn't care about his people. So his people need to recognize that and stop supporting that individual. Because that individual ain't for you, and more importantly, they ain't for your kids. They ain't for the betterment of your future, your family. So how in God's name can we continue to plug in the individuals who want to take advantage of us and use us and just step on top of us as they climb their wall to greatness? You listen to these cats. They buying all these houses. They buying cows. Excuse me. They buying cows and cars and all this, that, and the third. But they ain't giving back to the hood. But they expect for the hood to continue to build them up. Where's the balance in that, brothers and sisters? Just because an individual is black, that don't mean they black. And brothers and sisters, it's time that we show and prove to individuals that being black is more than a rap song. It's what you do. It's how you impact your people, black people. Peace. I'm your man, Mo Morris, the One Man Army. And thank you for listening to Radio. I'm your man Mo Morris, the One Man Army, and thank you for listening to Hood Radio. Peace. What up, Chicago?